I'm Russ White for MSU Today. MSU alumna and entrepreneur Carrie Ann Rockamore is the founding CEO of the National Center for Faculty Development and Diversity. Based in the Detroit area, it's an independent professional development, training, and mentoring organization for diverse faculty members, postdocs, and graduate students around the United States. 7 years in, it counts scores of the most impressive universities and colleges as members, and it has its roots at MSU. And an MSU University Distinguished Professor Emerita was an inspiration to Carrie Ann.
I was majoring in elementary education, and I did not meet Geneva Smitherman until my fourth year of college. And it's kind of amazing when I say it out loud, but she was the first woman of color as a faculty member that I had met. And I'm not sure how I got through 4 years of university education before I met someone. But I met her. She was absolutely amazing, brilliant, extraordinarily accomplished. And I had the opportunity to work for her as a undergraduate research assistant. So I not only got to work with her, I got to really learn about what it's like to be a professor. And, you know, I think when you're a student, you think professors just teach, right? Because that's what you see them doing. You don't actually get a window into the life of a scholar. And so I found it all so incredibly fascinating. But I'll also tell you that literally the thought had never crossed my mind before I met her. Literally, the synapses in my brain had never formed the thought that I could be a professor because I had just never seen anybody who was like me doing it. And so, you know, here I had been training to become a kindergarten teacher, and that was kind of as big as my mind could think. And then I met someone who really introduced me to what goes on the behind the scenes in a professor's life, the writing, the research, the, you know, really the scholarship aspect of it. And so I changed my major in my fourth year and decided that I was going to go to graduate school. I became a sociology major, and she really was the person who encouraged me to see a larger version of myself. She showed me what that life was like. And she really helped me to navigate the process of applying to and getting accepted to graduate school. So she really had an extraordinary impact on my life.
Rockamore would still like to see more women and minorities become professors.
It's interesting because the demographics have not changed a whole lot. It's still the case that only 2% of professors are African American, and that's a number that has not changed in quite a long time. So, yes, there are more women generally, but we still haven't made huge improvements in racial diversity among the professoriate.
Carrie Ann is paying it forward as a supporter and mentor to members of MSU's Women in Entrepreneurship, a registered student organization run by female undergraduates. In fact, she gave the initial startup capital to make it happen.
I was looking to give a gift, and I was on campus meeting with a bunch of people and organizations, and I had asked to meet with some women who were in the entrepreneurship initiatives. And so I had this great experience of meeting Zoe Zapatel and Brittany Urich, who started Connector. And they were just amazing. And, you know, probably 5 minutes into the conversation, they couldn't help but observing that wherever they went on campus around entrepreneurship activities, that they were the only women. And we had a conversation about why they thought that was and what could be done about it. And I was so impressed with them that I just asked, you know, if you had resources, what would you do with them? And they came up with about 10 ideas on the spot, all of which were really great ideas. And so it just occurred to me that, it's still a problem that entrepreneurship tends to be a place that women don't see themselves and don't engage in at the same rate as men. And so it struck me that resourcing these students and letting them take these ideas and run with them would be one way to really create something that would be a magnet for not just women in the College of Business, but women from around the campus to really start seeing themselves as entrepreneurs, to explore the possibility of what that would look like. And I know for myself, my entire time at MSU, you know, a lot of my education was around getting a job. And I didn't really ever, again, another thought that never crossed my mind was that I could be a creator of jobs. I could be an employer of people. I could be someone who starts a business. You know, I didn't really have that idea until, you know, I was well into my 30s. And so being able to, you know, organize something that's really student-run, student-generated, their ideas, they're putting things into practice, that would provide that space and would provide that warm invitation for other women who may not have ever thought of themselves that way to, you know, get connected, to get the mentoring they need, and most importantly, to meet other women who are out there killing it. And, you know, that's how you imagine yourself doing something, is by seeing other people who are just like you doing it, because that makes it a real possibility.
Carrie Ann Rockamore knows how it feels to be an underrepresented member of a big university's faculty. During her 6.5 years as a tenured professor of sociology at the University of Illinois Chicago campus, she struggled to get the kinds of mentoring that she needed, which helped inspire her to found the National Center for Faculty Development and Diversity.
Well, I'm probably like every entrepreneur. I had a bad experience. I saw a problem that needed to be solved, and I felt pretty confident that I could design a solution to make it so that, you know, nobody else had to go through the experience I went through. And as you can imagine, I had such a powerful mentoring experience with Dr. Smitherman as an undergraduate that I know how powerful mentoring is. But I went through my PhD program, I finished, I became a professor when I was probably 26, and was really struggling, like many people who are new to a profession, to figure out, how does this really work? What should I be focusing on? How should I do things in order to really accelerate my success? And I just found mentoring so difficult to get, right? Because the way it's usually done is you get matched with somebody, and they're supposed to, you know, provide you the secret knowledge of how to be successful in that profession. And, you know, it was just really clear to me that imagining two people getting together and just hoping that it works is a really ineffective and inefficient system. It results in some people getting great mentoring and some people getting very little. And so once I figured it out and I got what I needed, and I even got tenure early, which is unusual, but once I got tenure and was promoted, I wanted to experiment with different ways of doing mentoring, because that one-on-one mentor match just doesn't work for a lot of people. So I really took the path of figuring out, how can we just codify the knowledge that's usually passed between two individuals and just make it available to everyone? And so, you know, why can't we use technology make all the mentoring advice, the resources, the knowledge, why can't we just make that available to everyone? Why can't we scale mentoring so it's no longer dependent on these individual relationships? And so I left my tenured professorship, which everyone thought I was crazy, but I left my tenured professorship in the middle of the recession, having never even worked at a business, much less starting a business, and knowing nothing about starting a business because I was a sociology professor. But the need was so great, and so many people just wanted on-demand access to mentoring that, you know, it really sort of grew very organically. And today we serve over 82,000 faculty at more than 450 colleges and universities. And, you know, I think it's worked because people really do want to be able to access mentoring in a different kind of way. So it has been definitely the most fun project of my life, trying to figure out not only how do you provide the solution, but also how do you build a business? How do you build a team? How do you keep people motivated? How do you make it all work? And that part has been really one of my best adventures.
For Carrie Ann, entrepreneurship is primarily about identifying and solving problems.
Fundamentally, to me, entrepreneurship is really about being able to identify problems and design solutions. And, you know, and typically we think about entrepreneurs as people who then go out and start a business, right, with that solution and promote that solution. But let's be honest, everyone needs the skill of being able to identify problems, and instead of complaining about them or, you know, just letting them sit there, really being able to design solutions and developing that sort of intellectual nimbleness, right, to be able to see a problem and start thinking about what would a solution actually look like. And even more importantly, just that skill of being willing to experiment, being willing to fail, being willing to try again, being willing to take the information from failure to design a new solution or a better solution. Those kinds of skills are amazing, not just for people who want to start a business, but I consider every one of my employees to have an entrepreneurial mindset. They don't just sit there when a problem arises. They analyze the problem. They figure out what's at the root of the problem, and they start generating solutions. And part of having, you know, for me, my team is so cohesive and so high-functioning because they have that skill, and they're not afraid to fail. Like, they're perfectly happy to try out solutions, to beta test something, if you will, and if it doesn't work, okay, it's not, you know, the end of the world. We just, it's just data, right? So how can we use that failure, we really use what we learn from that failure to design a better solution? And I think most employers love employees who don't just sit in the face of problems and complain. They really get active, they really get creative, and they start proposing solutions.
Rockamore believes that entrepreneurial skills can be learned. One doesn't have to be born with the skill set.
I have a strong opinion that this is not some innate trait. In other words, I think sometimes we create this myth around entrepreneurs that there's something special about them, or, you know, some people just have it and some people don't. I just think that's crap. I think these are skills. I think these are mindsets. I think these are ways of being that can be taught to anybody. And quite frankly, I think anybody can be an entrepreneur. You just have to be able to have that mindset that when you see a problem, you don't go to complaint. When you see a problem, your brain goes straight to solution. And that you're just willing. You don't even have to be like, oh, I love risk. You can be risk averse. Just have enough courage and enough, you know, enough tenacity to be willing to try a solution and to be willing to fail. Those are learned behaviors. Those are learned mindsets. Those are learned ways of being. And I don't think that they are things that are inherent, because that would suggest that only certain people can become entrepreneurs. But in fact, I've seen people really be transformed, right? People really learn how to do these things, to practice doing them, and to do them so frequently that they just become part of who they are. And that's available to everyone.
And Carrie Ann adds that if she can transition from being a professor to being an entrepreneur, then anyone can transform themselves into being an entrepreneur too.
As it turns out, what makes you very successful as a professor is the opposite end of the spectrum of what makes you successful as an entrepreneur. So for me to go from a career of being a scholar and be able to transform my own ways of thinking, my own ways of being, my own mindsets, to be able to be nimble and effective in a totally different environment, and in an environment that runs in a significantly faster pace. If I can do that, I'm quite certain anyone can.
Learn more about Carrie Ann Rockamore and her efforts at facultydiversity.org or on Twitter @DivaProf. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.